And we'll welcome you back on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com, presented by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs. We're joined now by Davis Dubert, St. John's senior, and kind of wanted to get a little bit of a background and how everything went for Davis, who was a national finalist for the Wendy's High School Heisman back in December. First of all, Davis, thanks for taking the time to talk with us here. I think a lot of people probably don't know exactly what the process is and how you get entered and how you have a chance to be the Wendy's High School Heisman. Maybe go through the process of what you had to do to put your name in there and become one of these finalists.
Yeah, so I'd known people in the past in our school have been honored with that as like state finalists and state winners. So I was kind of looking out for the application, and then our business teacher posted it on the website. So I went ahead and filled that out, and then I think there was a day when I was just hoping to be like a national or a state finalist when that came out, and then I got named state finalist, and then a couple weeks later I got named state winner, and then another couple weeks later I was a national finalist. So it was a pretty amazing process, and I never thought I'd be able to go that far when I first started.
You probably just were in it to get a scholarship, right?
Yeah, I knew the state winners got a $1,000 scholarship, so I thought maybe I would have a chance at that, but I knew it was a long shot either way.
What was the emotion like when you knew first that you were a state finalist and then just being the state winner? I mean, what did that mean to you on that level of getting the state winner? I think there have been a couple other St. John's people that have done that, right?
Yeah, that was really exciting. My principal pulled me out of class and just told me I was a state winner, and that was real exciting because I knew we'd had a couple other winners in the past, and so yeah, it was really cool to be able to do what they've done, and yeah, $1,000 scholarship was pretty nice too.
I was looking when they announced all this. I was kind of keeping track of it, and every time you'd know, I'd figure out what was happening with it, and then I looked and saw that you were a national finalist, and then I looked at the schedule, and I'm like, I think Davis is going to have to miss a couple basketball games here if he wants to go to this thing in New York. What was that like for you to be gone and see your team still playing in the preseason tournament and not being able to be a part of that?
Yeah, when I was a state winner, I kind of looked ahead to when the Heisman weekend was, and I saw it was going to be the preseason tournament, and that if I got selected, I'd have to miss two games. So I wasn't very happy about that, but this was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, mm-hmm. And it was probably, I'm glad my team was still able to win a couple games. And it's cool that our team was able to prove that how many good players we really have, because we were still able to beat a really good Osborne team at that tournament.
So take me through what you had to do, like what the process was when you actually went to New York and some of the things that went into that, making sure you could get there and be a part of everything.
Yeah, so when I got named national finalist, we got a lot of emails and got a lot of people's contact information. So we basically just called them to set up the flights. And then, so we got, our flight left Thursday morning, and we got to New York, I think around 2:00 Thursday. And then we just went to our hotel, checked in, and they kind of gave us all the information we need for the weekend. And then we had the rest of Thursday to do whatever we wanted. And then had breakfast on Friday at like 6:30, and that's what officially started the High School Heisman weekend.
I know you had just looking at pictures on Facebook and things like that, you had an opportunity to see a lot of different things in New York, and I'm guessing you had a good time. What were some of the sights that you were able to see, and maybe what was your favorite part of just visiting the city?
Yeah, we got to do a lot of stuff. The first day we did like a tour with graffiti art, and we got to make like our own graffiti art, like t-shirts and stuff. And we did the 9/11 memorial in Wall Street, and then we didn't actually get to like go out on a ferry to the Statue of Liberty, but we got to see it from the mainland. And then on Saturday, the other sites, we got to go to a show at Radio City, and then we got to go to the Top of the Rock Observatory. So all that stuff was really cool. My favorite, I would probably have to say the Top of the Rock was probably my favorite, just because you could see the whole city from up there. It was really cool.
Also, looks like you were kind of running around with all the other finalists. There were 5 girls finalists and 5 boys finalists there. I think one of them showed up maybe a little later and joined in the festivities. But what was it like to meet those people and get a chance to know the other finalists?
Yeah, that was really great. We actually kind of knew what each other did because of all the all the stuff that Wendy's put out before us. We had kind of stalked each other on that. But then they were all great. It was really cool spending 2 days with them. We were almost like best friends after 2 days, and it was we've kept up in like group messages and stuff ever since then. So I'm really glad I got to meet all those finalists.
And we're talking with Davis Dubert. He was a finalist for the Wendy's High School Heisman. Take me back to the actual day. I know that you got a lot. You did a lot with the actual Heisman portion of everything as well. What was the day like? What did you do during that day on that Friday that the thing was announced?
Yeah, so we had at about 4:30, I think it was. We had a reception where we got to meet the past high school Heisman winners. I think we did that for about an hour, just talking to them. And then after that, we got to do like a photo shoot with the Heisman Trophy, and we were down there for a little bit. And then we didn't know this, but the college Heisman people just walked into the room, and we were able to talk to them for, I don't know, 20 or 30 minutes. And then, except for Deshaun Watson, he wasn't there yet. And then after that, we had our banquet with like Eddie George, and there were a lot of past Heisman winners there. And then after that, they took us down to PlayStation Theater for our ceremony. I think we did that for about an hour and a half ceremony, and then the rest of the night was just a reception. So yeah, that was probably the highlight of the trip, that Friday night.
I know that they said that you guys got a chance to, Eddie George kind of talked to you guys, and I know you're a youngin', so you probably don't remember him playing at Ohio State, obviously, but
yeah,
what was it like to meet Eddie George and see him and be a part of that?
Yeah, that was really cool. He was a really nice guy. He talked to all of us, and I know, yeah, he's been an ambassador for the Wendy's Heisman for a while, so that was really awesome to meet a guy like that.
Did you ever imagine you'd be able to attend the actual college football Heisman Trophy ceremony?
No, I always watch that on TV, and I think, well, yeah, that'd be pretty cool to go to, but I don't know if there's any way I would ever be able to do that. So that was, when I first got named national finalist, I thought that was the first thing I was really excited to be able to do.
What was that like to just be in the room there for that? Was there tensions with all those college players and nervousness with them as much as there was the night before with you guys?
From what I could tell, it really wasn't that like intense mm-hmm. with them. I think they were all pretty calm, and I don't know when it got to where where they started announcing it was. And watching Lamar Jackson's speech, he seemed like he was pretty overwhelmed. But yeah, that was amazing to be able to be down there, see what a live production looks like, and seeing all those famous people in one room.
Go back to the night before. Obviously, you didn't win the actual big award, but again, just being a finalist was one of the big things. I think Daniel Orcutt was the name of the kid that won on yours, and then Felicia Tucker won the girls' award. But I mean, what was it like to meet people like this that are standouts in a lot of different ways in their high schools as well?
Yeah, I mean, we all had a lot in common. We were all smart and athletic kids. We all got along really well. I just couldn't believe some of the things that they went through, some of their stories. There were a lot of them were like Division I athletes who were extremely smart. So it was pretty cool to get to meet all those kids from across the country.
Fast forward, I should say, to now. You're getting ready to get back on the practice court, I think, tomorrow, and then get back with games on the 3rd of January. What does Davis Dubert want to accomplish here the rest of his senior year and leading into this final semester of basketball?
Yeah, our main goal is to go undefeated and win state. We've come up short the last 2 years, and we've got a really experienced team this year. So, yeah, we're going to keep working hard to get that done, and then I obviously want to play well, and then I hope to earn a college scholarship to continue playing next year.
And you led me into my next question, because I don't know how many people have asked me around, what's Davis doing next year? Where's he going to school? What's the process right now, and where are you at in that process?
Yeah, so right now I'm looking at playing basketball. I really don't know where yet. I've heard some mainly from NAIA schools and a little bit from Division IIs. I think I'm just going to wait until the end of the season and then see what offers I have and then decide what I want to do at that point.
I thought you were going to give me a hint. Maybe you'd go play with your brother at Sterling or not.
Yeah, that's still an option.
Yep.
It'd be great to be able to play with him another 4 years, but we'll see.
Yep. And track coming up, too. You looking forward to track and field as well?
Yeah, I really enjoy track. I enjoy doing, like, high jump and javelin and being able, I like competing by myself is, like, I love the team sports, but being able to compete by myself is great, too. And, yeah, track season is always a good time.
St. John Senior Davis Dubert here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Davis, just again, thanks for taking some time. I think a lot of people are kind of interested to know, and you can explain it way better than I can, of what went on there in New York. So congratulations again on being a finalist, and we'll catch you down the road, all right?
All right, thanks, Dusty.